Boys. It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say
I met my current partner in a pub because we were wearing the same shirt. We were both wearing Slayer shirts.
Wow. I mean, a match made in heaven. You still together?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years. Still slaying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, welcome to your Monday night.
Oh. Did you say Monday night?
I said Monday night.
Welcome to your Monday night. The fifth word of the show and that you said tonight, you got wrong.
Oh, God.
What a How do you have a job?
I was
Start again.
So excited.
Start
to,
again.
Like, come into work.
Is there something you can do just to restart?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. All right. Let's start again. All right. You ready? Come on. Let's
well,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've been ready.
Oh, are you? I was ready from the start. Okay, so don't blame me.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to Monday night. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, Monday night.
The number one development show on Triple M.
That's
how about that World Cup win, Holly?
Oh, for who?
I don't know. I don't know. No, apparently France won. We'll get to that tonight as well, because I reckon the French, you know what? They don't need another win. Let's bring them down a notch.
Tropical, Tom. I love it. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Bring,
Thank you.
Bringing the sport
he's
to the
back,
show.
He's back, baby. The sore throat's healed, and he's back.
Oh,
back. As well as all the shows on Triple M. They're all back. We've been here, little husband.
But most importantly, Tom's sore throat is all better, guys. So really put that in your diary.
That's fine.
If you're wondering, it's all better.
Last week I had a sore throat. I didn't talk about it on air because I'm not, a whinger. I don't whinge, you know? I get the job done, Ollie.
Just told
I come
me,
in, I get the job done.
Told me ad nauseum. Anyway, huge show up this week and tonight particularly, Tom. We're on the hunt for an erotic novel. I've found the novel we want for Naughty After Nine, but I need to get it shipped from America.
Yeah,
it's
awkward.
That's proving difficult. So if you're an American person, we'll get to this later on, but if you're in America and maybe listen to the show via a very strong app or a podcast or whatever. Yeah. We need your help.
Yeah.
Because
the hunt for a US correspondence is on.
To get this book over here. But that's one part of the show, Tom. Not even the biggest part of the show.
No, I know. Because I've been texting Gary Lightbody. You know, we're mates. He's from Snow Patrol. He's the lead singer. Oh. Up next, I'm going to get him on to launch something huge. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Happy Monday night. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M after their massive World Cup win last night. I think it's time that we get those Frenchies and bring them down a peg. We'll ask you to do that very soon.
Tom, this show is known not for its music so much, more for gags, one-liners, punchlines.
Thank you.
But,
I usually bring that.
Mostly not you. But tonight we are graced with musical talent, and I'm talking about a friend of the show, you could say. He's been on the show before, and he joins us again, Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol. Good evening, Gary.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, mate. Last time we chatted to you, the album Wildness was just about to come out. How's it been since Wildness has been released?
It's been great. I mean, to be honest with you, I was so delighted that it was actually coming out at all, because it took us 7 years. Took us 7 years to make the bloody thing, and then now it's out in the world. It's a blessed relief, and seems to have gone down well, and we're just happy to start touring with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly
we've been smashing Don't Give In, which is the lead single, and I believe we've just been blessed with Empress as well, which is another epic track off the album. Have you had a chance to play many of the songs live?
Yeah, we're playing. We just played the whole album live, like for every gig now, so there's just a lot of confused looks on people's faces as we play live. we have snuck 3 or 4 new songs in, and people seem to be, even if they haven't been on the radio yet, people seem to be digging them, and that's it's always good. You're always a bit nervous to play new songs, in a set, but they haven't let us down.
Is it kind of still exciting to play those songs like Chasing Cars and Hands Open and Open Your Eyes and those types of songs? Are they still exciting to play, or do you kind of get annoyed by having to play them still?
Well, I've got a really bad memory, and we've been away for 7 years, so they all feel like new songs to me now. So it's a really good just to be back playing them again, and everything seems to be clicking in a way that it maybe didn't do. And I think that's we toured so constantly for so many years that I think by the end of the tour, in 2012 that, you know, maybe we needed a little bit of a break anyway. So that break, even though it was a lot longer than we thought it was going to be, has actually revitalized everything, you know.
Nice.
So it did us very well.
Yeah, well, Gary, I mean, we're mates. I mean, we talk plainly to each other all the time on the phone. I mean, I know you don't wear pajamas to bed. I mean, they're the type of things that I know because we're just best friends. And, yeah. Gary, look, should I tell everyone or do you want to tell everyone about what's going to happen?
About what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell
Gary.
I want you to. You're a better storyteller. So yeah. You tell everyone.
Interesting. Yeah, I know, Gary. I am a very good storyteller. I mean, I am the storyteller of the show, Gary. And I will hurry up, guys. It's so exciting. We're gonna have Snow Patrol come and play a gig for us, and you're invited. Hell yeah!
I should have played a sound effect or something. I'm so sorry, Gary. I'm so sorry.
Let the delay.
I was waiting for the sound effect, which I didn't chime in.
We can't afford sound effects, Gary. But what Tom should have said was he forgot the key word there, which was a private gig. I mean,
it's private. It's just for us and our mates, Gary.
No stadiums here, Gary. We're going to be doing an intimate show with you guys. We're going to get the biggest Snow Patrol fans that we have coming along. Only, though, Tom, if they can prove they listen to our show enough. So there's a bit of a challenge in it.
Yeah, because we only want our mates to come to our private gig, Gary, you know?
What's it called?
Show Patrol.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is it still going to be in your bathroom? Yeah.
If we can get...
And we play in the bath.
Yeah,
and it's just really
good acoustics.
It's just you. It's just you that's coming. You're going to be coming. You're going to be brushing your teeth, and we're going to be playing some songs.
No, I'm fine with that. Let's just get the dates down. Get your calendars out, guys. How are you guys suited for? I'm looking at August 3rd.
That's good for me. I've got a dinner, but can we go early or something, Gary? What's August 3rd like for you?
Yeah, sure. We'll work it around you.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
When's dinner finished, Tom?
No, dinner starts at 8:30, so if we could do it before dinner, that'd be good.
Great. Well, that works for me. And Gary, I reckon that'll work for you as well. You'll be flying over here, so you'll have time.
Great. Well, you guys have worked it all out, so I'm just delighted that we can make it work.
Beautiful.
Mate, it's going to be awesome.
The third, we're going to be in Australia we're going to be doing some shows on the 2nd and the 4th, and obviously your show on the 3rd.
Yeah, that's right. As you were texting me, you were saying that you were playing at the Palais Theatre in Melbourne on Thursday, August 2nd, and then you're going to ICC Darling Harbour Theatre in Sydney, as you like to do, and people can get tickets at livenation.com.au if they want to come hang out, you know?
Yes, it's been a long time since been in Australia. We're really excited to come back, and we can't wait to play.
Well, check out those gigs if you want to pay for the tickets. If you want free tickets, though, be listening to our show. Isn't that right, Tom? As all this week, next week, and going forward, we're going to get you guys to Snow Patrol for free, and it's going to be, as I said, Tom, a private gig.
Head to triplem.com.au to register, and let's actually call someone next and play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. Gary Lightbody, thank you so much for joining us.
Tom and Ollie, thanks very much. We'll see you guys very soon.
See you in August, mate.
Woohoo!
See you then. You're with Tom and Ollie. It's Damn It! Blink 182, back from 97, and so nice to chat to Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol to announce this.
Attention, attention. Tom and Ollie's
listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
That's right. We're having a private gig with Snow Patrol and you're invited. The kicker is you just have to listen to our show and know us, just like it's our mates. Because we're not going to invite anyone, are we, Ollie?
No, Tom.
We need to invite people that actually know us and we know them.
It's intimate, which means you've got to know something about us. And you're right, Tom, about the show. I've got a question here. It's a multiple choice, so always easy.
Yeah, that's good.
And like in high school, if in doubt, do go C. That's always the way.
Hey, if you want to play this game, by the way, you head to triplem.com.au and that's exactly what Simon's done. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, how are you?
Do you listen to our show much, mate? Or?
Yeah.
Good.
You don't sound confident.
Are you confident that you will know the question I ask you about the show?
Mate, I was born ready, so just fire away.
Just do it. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Simon just wants to get it done, and I appreciate that. Yeah. He's efficient.
Yeah, we like that.
And then, Simon, you're a big fan of Snow Patrol?
Well, I'm a big fan of one particular song. It was our wedding song.
Oh, which song was it?
Chasing Cars.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Chasing Cars with cans at the back of it, dingling away.
Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. All right, well, that's lovely. Simon, I've got a question here. It's multiple choice. Good luck to you. Here we go.
Okay.
On this show, who is dating an American? Is it A, Tom, B. Ollie. C. Crazy John.
Is there a D?
No D. Worth asking the question.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Well, Tom and Ollie, I don't think you'd date an American, to be quite honest, so I'm going to go C.
You're going to go C, Crazy John.
Who is a listener.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He's not even really part of the show, but...
Are you serious, Simon?
What?
Are you serious?
I didn't win.
No, mate.
No, you didn't win, mate. I mean, you obviously haven't... You obviously don't know us, so you're not allowed to come
and
to the gig,
and guess what?
Mate.
Now your wedding's cursed, because that's...
So you're not allowed to come to the gig.
To be honest, I didn't think I...
All right, see you, mate. You're not going to come to the gig. Let's head over to Janelle, who registered at triplem.com.au. Hey, Janelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, good, mate. Now, are you a fan of our show, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, great. That's cool. Why you're on the show, and that's why you're here. But, Janelle, you want to come to Snow Patrol not for you so much, but your partner?
Yes, that's correct.
Why is that?
Oh, because he just loves them.
Beautiful stuff. Okay, well, a question remains, and already we've heard that C is the wrong answer, so my tip is don't say that. Who is dating an American on this show? Is it A, Tom, or B, Ollie, or C, Crazy John?
A.
She's right. Yes. If I lay you. Well done, Janelle.
Oh, thank you.
You must be a big fan of the show. Yeah. Good on you.
Thank you.
No worries. We'll see you at the private gig.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you at the gig, mate.
See you then.
If you want to register to play, triplem.com.au. Actually listen to the show. That's a good start. And also, if you want to see Snow Patrol live, they're going to the Palais Theatre in Melbourne Thursday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 4th at the Darling Harbour Theatre in Sydney. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I want you back, Hooter Gurus. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Make sure you head to triplem.com.au to register for Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. Also, we want your say on the music that we play. Up next, we're going to get you to have a little say on the new Screaming Jets song, Ollie.
Is it Flick It or Lick It, or has that name been changed? We'll find out next. But Tom, I want to share with you in this just brief story from today. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard a conversation go down, right? And I saw this happen at the pool, having a spa, which is my routine before the sauna, as you probably know.
Oh, mate, you love a sauna. A sauna.
This is just like, it's just so strange. But I was sitting in one side of the spa, and over in the middle was this older gentleman, bigish man. What?
Nothing. Well, you've kind of said it now.
He's a big guy, and there was a younger lady, you know, probably about my age, towards the other side of the spa.
Would you like to comment on her body shape as well, or are you just going to comment about the guys in the middle?
I am just going to fat shame him.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why. I mean, I'm painting a picture here.
Sure.
She was attractive, but not overly.
You didn't have to
the
say
story
that,
isn't about
mate.
That. The story isn't
You're
about...
You're heteronormative, heterosexual, stupid...
Well, I've told you about this pool. I'm still getting looked at by guys. So okay. Take that as a warning. Okay. All the dudes who are thirsty at this pool.
No, they're cruising. It's fine.
They shouldn't be cruising.
Well, they can do what they want.
Anyway, I'm sitting there. It's a quiet spa. No one's chatting. It's a good time. And out of nowhere, the larger older man says...
Stop. Just take larger out of it. Just say older man.
The older gentleman says to the woman, like out of silence, he goes, "You have dog?"
Oh, now you've got an accent. This is getting from bad to worse.
He says, you don't have to put on an accent. It's important for the story.
Oh, God.
He says, "You have dog." Well, it's fine to have an accent. Mate, the World Cup's on. It's a multicultural place.
Okay.
There's lots going on in the world.
Yeah. You have dog, yeah.
You have dog. She's like...
Just say, "You have dog."
She's like, are you talking to me? He's like, "You have dog."
Okay.
Well, like, she was the idiot. Like, are you hearing me? Like, I'm asking you if you have a dog.
Yeah.
And she goes, "No." This actually happened, right? And I'm watching on. No, I don't. He goes, "You want?"
Huh? Huh?
"You want?"
She's just say you want.
"You yes. want?"
No, just say you want.
No, he said that in the accent.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And she's like, "No."
No.
No. And he goes, "Okay." And that was the end of the conversation. Is that the weirdest thing ever or what? See, the accent was important. It sells it.
And then did you ask if you could have the dog?
I said, well, actually, if you've got a dog, I wouldn't mind one.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We love you to have a say on the music that we play, but let's be honest, Flick It or Lick It, nah, it's boring. It's like a crappy opener. It's a crappy idea. You know?
Well, it's an evolving beast. I mean, it used to be Rock It or Roll It. Yeah. We've ditched that. Yeah. We've ditched Flick It or Lick It. It's always changing. You can't keep up. What's the new name, Tom?
Take a listen.
Tom and Ollie's Tune.
Yeah, boy.
Or Tuner.
Good little laugh in there, Ollie.
Yeah.
It's Tune or Tuner.
It went quiet there for a bit.
Now, I have been telling a few people about this, Tune or Tuner. They're like, hey, which one's a good one?
Oh, come on.
I was like, oh, come on,
no
mate.
One likes tuna except for you, Tom.
I love a can of tuna, but in this case, I hate tuna. Ugh, smelly, stinky. It's fishy, you know? It's flopping around.
What do you want,
it's got no purpose,
No, tune is the official term for a great track. Potentially a younger person's thing to say.
Oh, don't mention it.
But I don't think so. I think universally tune means great song,
oh,
and
mate,
tuna
tune.
Means what a stinking piece of S-H-I-T.
Come on.
So, Tom, what are we hearing?
Get back in the yoke. We're hearing, how about this, new Screaming Jet.
Ah.
The guys from Newcastle, they're back with a brand new track. It's called Wedding Ring, 133353. Here's your chance to have a say on the music we play. Do you want to give it a tune, like a thumbs up, or tuna? Ew, that's gross. It's stinky. Give us a call now, 133353, as I chuck on Screaming Jets, the new song. It's called Wedding Ring. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tune or tuna?
Oh, tune.
Yeah. There it is, new from the Screaming Jets. It's called Wedding Ring. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie's Tune.
Yeah, boy.
Or tuna.
That's it. Flick It or Lick It has been rebranded. Tune or tuna, Tom, that is the choice. Is that track just an absolute sick-ass tune, or is it a bit of a flaky, gross, smelly fish that no one likes? Tuna. Of course, Tom, you mentioned it was the Screaming Jets, but it was a cover from the Easy Beats originally, and you were saying off a new album called Gotcha Covered?
Yeah, which is going to cover 15 iconic Australian songs that the Screaming Jets are going to give it their own. They've got another one that's going to be coming out for AC/DC's Rock and Roll Damnation.
Okay.
That should be really fun. Do you want to take a listen to the new one, or to what the track was covering?
Yeah, well, before that, 133353, do get involved with Tune or Tuna, but let's hear the original.
It's pretty similar, to be honest. I mean, take a listen to their one.
Yeah.
I still
bit
think
more
I
reverb.
Like, I like it.
A bit more reverb and the drums, just a bit more going on there.
I really like it. Mark on 133353, what do you reckon, tune or tuner?
Oh, mate, that's definitely a tune. How can you go past the Jets putting a spin on an Easy Beats classic, mate? Like, that's just
bloody
guitar heaven.
Oh, it is. That's what it's all about. Well done, Mark. Donna, 133353, tune or tuner?
Tuna. The Easy Beats did it much better.
Oh, really?
Tuna. God. Yeah. Didn't like it. Okay. We should, we did ask the question, Tom. We can't be upset when we get honest answers.
That's true. I always go with tune, you know, on these things. Like, yeah. I always think
you
it's
have
a good song.
A vested interest, though, Tom.
Really?
Let's hear from Tony. Tune or tuna, Tony?
Tune, mate.
Oh. Yeah, right on.
Yeah, a bit of old school, even though it's a cover and a bit of a different version, but she's old school, hardcore Aussie pub rock, mate.
Yeah, right. And the blokes are loving it.
Yeah, well, we'll keep spinning it for you, Tony. Alex, what do you reckon, tune or tuna?
Mate, that one's a bit of a tuna.
didn't like it, Alex. Why not?
Oh, mate, it's way too similar to the original. I don't think it provides anything new.
Okay, wow. Doesn't add anything to the culture of the song.
Oh,
that's what Alex is saying.
That must get you in the heart, you know?
Well, let's hear from Eli, who is our fill-in producer.
Nah, he's not ready.
Oh,
he's not ready? I'll just give the results.
Are you going to crunch the numbers yourself?
It's the first time that he's actually done this. Yeah, I'll crunch the results. What can I see here? We are getting hand signals from outside. Five want
that's,
to say
that, that's...
tune. To two, tuner, it's a tune!
Oh. What's the percentage, Tom, on that one?
Five in seven.
71% saying tune. Let's keep spinning it, I reckon. Later on. Another time.
Oh, I reckon we keep playing that one. That's Screaming Jets' Wedding Ring if you want to check it out yourself. Ollie, up next, the French have won the World Cup.
Mm.
But, you know, they're the French. Like, do they deserve it?
Well, they won.
Yeah, but I think it's time we bring them down a notch.
Oh, a bit cocky, you reckon?
Yeah, I've got an idea up next that I reckon we bring them down a bit. Oh. Before that, pump it up. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Pump it up, Elvis and Costello. No.
What? Elvis and Costello.
Elvis and Costello.
No, Elvis Costello.
Costello cheese. Elvis Costello.
I'd like blue cheese.
And the Attractions. Pump it up.
Oh, mate.
The number one development show here on Triple M. Tom and Ollie are our names.
You are skating on thin ice here. You could lose your job here because on Facebook, Toby's got involved.
Toby.
He's messaged us in.
Never message again, Toby.
No, I'll take it because it's really good from Toby. Okay. He said, guys, Tune or Tuna.
Which is a hit.
We just played that. Obviously, a musical choice there.
And you can head to triplem.com.au if you want your say on the music.
He said it misses the mark. He says, with a quick fix-up, though, it can be great. This is where he's got the brain for radio that I wonder sometimes if you have.
What do you mean? We're the number one development show. We are hitting every mark.
Well, get Toby on. Toby said, emphasize on the pause in Tuna, and you've got yourself a game called Tune or Tuna. So that's pretty good.
All right, Toby.
And here you are going Elvis and Costello.
I'd like to see Toby's radio show.
Never call again, Toby.
You can come on my show, Toby. Tom, you've watched the World Cup, which is pretty impressive. Oh, no, you didn't watch. Okay, you've heard about it.
I mean, it's big, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nah. Number 11th in the total Metro TV audience, Ollie, for the World Cup.
So you're aware where it came in the rankings. Are you aware who won?
France.
France won. They beat Croatia.
En français.
4-2. And very well done by France.
No, but seriously, it was the number 11th watch thing in the country.
Yeah, but it was at 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to pull numbers.
So are these numbers for the whole day, then?
These numbers are just who did the best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So these were the whole day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, House Rules is a great show. And Seven News is a great show.
Coming fourth, though, isn't it? House Rules?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's on prime time.
Jack Irish on the ABC had more viewers than the World Cup.
Mate, I love the ABC. I've got a
sticker. Grand Designs, not even Australia, not Grand Designs Australia. Grand Designs New Zealand had more viewers than the World Cup.
Mate, who are you having a go at here? I mean, the World Cup is a huge event.
Having a go at Grand Designs New Zealand. That's who I'm having a go at. Which I can't believe is the 10th most watched show on this day, whenever it was. Like to know that information, stand-in producer Eli. Anyway, here's what I'm thinking, though. France beat Croatia, right? In Australia, we love an underdog, and surely we're all going for Croatia. I mean, France doesn't need another medal under their belt.
What, are they known for winning a lot?
Don't know. They're just French, though, aren't they? You know, they're a big country. They've got a lot of money. They've got a lot of things. I don't think France needed to win the World Cup. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they deserve it.
Well, they played very well. They got 4 goals, which is impressive.
It?
Well, no, I didn't watch it. I'm openly saying that. But I have heard, and I've watched the highlights, and their goals weren't that impressive, but, you know, they were still goals.
Did you actually watch the highlights?
Yeah, well, of course. It's on the news everywhere.
It's the 10th watch YouTube video in the world. Mate, for that day.
Tune into the world of politics and just news and you'll...
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to have a go at France.
I want to have a go at France. Well, here's what I want to do. I want to bring France down a notch.
Down a peg.
1-3-3-5-3. Do you want to have a go at France? Pretty easy. It's a pretty easy one to get involved with. Like, I'm going to say, hey, France, yeah, you've got cheese, but it's a bit smelly, you know?
This is the sound effect that you've gone for.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's kind of French.
Yeah.
You know, Girl from Ipanema.
Do I have to get involved?
Yeah.
I'd rather just say congrats to France. Well done. Played well. Best team on the day.
Yeah, if you want to be boring. Or you can give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, and take France down a notch. You know? Oh, you got baguettes?
Go on. What rhymes with baguettes?
Yeah, I was trying to think on the spot what runs baguette.
That's not really offensive.
Baguette. Yeah, no, definitely don't.
You are
say
maggots.
That is great. So you are getting involved.
Your baguettes have maggots in them.
You are getting involved.
You are a bunch of maggots.
See how fun it is?
Yeah, it's good. I cannot forget how much the maggots are in your baguettes. Hey, how are you?
You came close there to saying a word I hate and should never be said ever, but good.
What? Pile of sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is not good. But 133.53, come on, let's give it to France. They can take it. Let's take them down a notch. They don't need the World Cup.
Yeah. If you are French, maybe get in the phone just to cop it. No, cop a spray from Tom.
Nah.
No, take it. Take it from Tom.
No, I'm not. I don't want to speak to anyone.
You're too afraid to face anyone.
Oh, I'd face them if they could call, but they wouldn't call because they're weasels.
Merde.
Huh?
Just means shit in French.
Okay, give it Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Give us a call. Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. Yeah, boy. A tune. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Look at you.
Oh,
you FC UK boy just then.
FC.
I just didn't want to swear, but you're a...
F. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Just, yeah. It's fine. Can't keep going.
Don't.
We need know the brand.
We need your help with a US correspondent very soon. We need to get a certain particular naughty book to Australia, and we need your help if you know of someone in the States. But right now, we're taking France down a notch. They won the World Cup.
Get a better song to put under it.
This is good. This is French.
Ipanema.
Yeah, isn't it? No. That's in France, yeah?
No, it's not. It's like Brazil.
They won the World Cup, and I reckon they didn't deserve it. I mean, come on. We're in Australia. We love underdogs like Croatia.
Yeah.
You know, France, they don't deserve... What?
Well, they deserve it because they won. But I appreciate you. They did smash them. I mean, 4-2 was a big one. At one stage, it was 4-1. That's a bad scoreline in soccer. I mean, I've played soccer for a bad team in Albury, and we lost... badly.
Most of the time.
Often 6-0. So I know 4-1 is a bad scoreline.
Josh Kelly's got involved on Twitter. You can get involved on the socials at any time at Tom and Ollie across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. He says, hey France, who the hell eats snails? And while I'm at it, berets? Seriously? You're not all in the army. Sacre bleu.
What's sacre bleu?
Like, oh my God. Oh. In French.
Great.
You don't know sacre bleu?
Well, I know merde.
No, stop swearing in French on the radio.
Can I say something worse?
No, definitely not. What if there's French kids listening?
Do the rules apply, though, with radio? Can't you swear in other languages?
That is a conversation for another time, but a great one to note down and for us to chat about later.
Poutine is a great French food, isn't it?
Yeah, I love poutine.
Poutine.
Hey, Dave.
How you going?
You want to take France down a notch, mate?
Typical smelly French.
Oh, my God.
Right, radio.
Yeah,
what have
yeah,
I done?
Yeah.
Picking on the little people, oh, right? Yeah. There's only 4.5 million Croatians there.
Yeah.
Is that all?
There's probably 4.5 million living here in Sydney. But yeah. What I'm saying is, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I hate French dicks. Love croissants.
French sticks.
Love croissants.
Yeah.
Love croissants.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it wasn't for us and the help from a few others, they couldn't even win 2 world wars.
Dave, your tone sounds a bit like it's got a racial edge to it, your tone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I appreciate the message.
But he is right. The population of France is 66.9 million. In Croatia, there's only 4.171 million.
So insane.
There's a heap of difference there in terms of people-wise. Hey, Noddy.
Thanks, demographer Tom Bainbridge, for that.
Hey, Noddy, you want to have a go at the French?
Yeah, hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, hey, Noddy. Good. Bring him
down. I've got a small little poem, and it says, I just wrote it in a second.
Okay.
Forget the baguettes. Who eats snails?
Yeah.
And maybe you would like to eat some quails. Forget the quails.
Yeah.
You can always have liquid nails.
Gives a laugh at the end.
Just go to your hardware store and have liquid nails.
Noddy, the like best that. Part of that was that you just burst out laughing after that, and that really sold it for me.
Thank you.
This is too much fun.
Every poet should write a little ditty and then just cack themselves at their own gag.
Maybe you've also got a poem for us that bags the French because they won the World Cup. 133.53.
You don't hear that phoner on other radio stations. Have you got a poem that bags the French?
Hey, Mark.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. You reckon the French didn't deserve to win?
Sorry, c'est bon.
Lovely show. Secondly, the French didn't win the World Cup.
What?
Whatever. Who did?
There are no French in that team.
Oh, really?
There's Mbappe, Pogba.
Yeah.
There's N'Golo Kante, Samuel Umtiti. Hernandez is Spanish. There's Matuidi.
Yeah.
Osam Dembele, Audi Rami, Nabi Fekir.
I think what you're speaking to is the multicultural element of France.
Yeah.
Mate, there's no French in that team.
Yeah, well...
He wanted to hear Richard Gasquet in the team.
By the way, good on you, Mark. Thanks for your racially fueled stuff.
Kylian Mbappe, he's just 19 years old, and he's become the youngest player since Pelé to score in a World Cup final. Pelé was 17 years old in 1958 when he scored.
You just got the name wrong there. It's actually Kylian Mbappe. So, is he from France? Yes, he is.
Hey, if you want to take the French down or not, 133353. This is too much fun. This is great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Keep going. After two out of three calls were racially vilifying.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Maybe don't call with your racially vilification.
Nah, you can, though. Call for poems. More poems.
Oh, poems are great.
And smart stuff.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Hope you're having a fun Monday night. We're going to ask you if you can impress Shania Twain very soon. She's pretty hard to impress. And look, it's one that we've been doing for a few Mondays now, and still no one's been able to impress Shania Twain with a story or a skill, so that's coming up very soon. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It just jackpots, Tom. It just keeps jackpotting.
Yeah, that prize.
It. Not clarifying what jackpots, the sense that it will build to something huge, that's jackpotting.
Ollie, please don't talk about anything naughty right now. I mean, it's before 9 o'clock.
Nah, play the warning, I reckon.
What?
Oh, well... Yeah, do it. You
play the content warning before 9 o'clock.
I'm about to use the E word.
Well, okay. Well,
erotica.
Oh.
Wait, come on. You going to play it or not?
Well, I'm just going to say, we do this thing after 9 o'clock. It's called Naughty After Nine. Maybe you haven't heard it at this stage, but it requires a content warning. Am I going to play the opener and everything?
No, just a short one.
Yeah, the short opener?
Yeah, short one.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After
8.
Now, we need your help because last week on the show, on the Thursday night, it was late in the show, we launched an idea called Flirty 930, and that involves what we hope to be a regular feature where we read out a naughty story.
Yeah, good.
Erotica. No, you can say erotica.
No, you don't need to say it anymore, I don't think.
It's short fiction that has an erotic nature to it.
Just say naughty.
And so the idea is that's going to be great. We need the books though. We need the stories. We don't have those stories.
No, and we'd love your naughty stories. If you want to send them in to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie with a Y. If you're a bit of a naughty writer yourself, we'd love your short stories.
That's the ultimate dream. But right now we're just going for the more obvious choice, Tom, which is a book I found online. It's called 5 Minute Erotica. And so, well, it's what it's called. I have to say it.
Yeah, just say yeah.
I found it on Amazon, and as the books...
Oh, well, great. Amazon's coming to Australia. They've got Prime. There's big Amazon Day coming up soon.
Here's the thing.
Surely they'll ship it to us, Ollie.
No, Amazon refused to ship 5 Minute Erotica to Australia. They say they can't do it. Now, I told you last week that it was $14, but we decided we would buy it secondhand.
Yeah.
Buy this dirty book secondhand for $6. Sorry, for $5.18.
Now it is dirty metaphorically.
Well, we don't know how dirty it is physically, but I would hope to see some love.
Just some pages.
Oh crumpled. Yeah.
No.
Some fur. No. Some furry element to it.
Don't say the other one.
But it does say it's in very good condition. Very good. So that's the plan. But they won't ship here. So we need an American or someone who has an American contact or anyone who's willing to be the hero, to be the flag bearer of Flirty 930 short story fiction and get this book to us.
We need your help. Do you know someone in America? Are you listening in America? Maybe you've downloaded the Triple M app, you're streaming live, or you're catching up via the podcast. We need your help.
Maybe it's a good mate or a partner who's over there right now. They've got an address because I'll buy the book.
Mate,
I'll get your address and we'll send it to that person and they'll get it back to us.
Maybe you're traveling there soon. Hit us up on Facebook. Tom and Ollie are our names on Facebook. Ollie with a Y. Hit us up. We need your help. Up next, let's get serious.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You uploaded 4 photos from your weekend, Ollie. I only uploaded 1.
Yeah,
so.
And yours was just you lying down in pajamas. So
yeah, and
no
yours,
one cares.
Yours are just selfies with your girlfriend. Nobody else.
Yeah,
cares.
Well, everyone loved it.
Yeah, well, everybody loved mine more. How many likes did your photo get? Mine got over 100.
But you're a thirsty pig and you post photos to get likes and you do hashtags like InstaGay.
No hashtags on that photo, though. Just feel the heat or something like that.
Yeah.
And yes, we were thirsty piggies. We were wearing our nasty pig union suits. Me and my boyfriend. Head over to my personal Instagram. Personal Instagram at Tom Bainbridge to check out the photo of me and my boyfriend in our union suits in front of the fire.
Tom, you've got one job now, and it's to remind everyone about our show patrol for Snow Patrol.
Mate, if you're listening to this show, if you love this show so much, then you'll know that the only place... Nah, let me just start again.
God. If you're listening to this show...
Just... If you listen to this show, then you have the chance to go see Snow Patrol at a private gig. That's right, we're hosting it. It's ours. So you've got to be our mate. So head to triplem.com.au and you answer a question to do with this show and you could win.
Why wouldn't they want to come? You're such a cool guy. You're so popular and you get so many likes on Instagram.
Yeah, at Tom Average on Instagram.
I think it's important and it's great that you're focusing a lot of your attention these days on getting likes. I think it's a really healthy way to go about your social experience.
Thank you.
Keep listening to the show, by the way. Tom, this is a kind of a serious one. We want to delve into the world of speech impediments. And if you are someone who would be willing to share, 133353,
yeah.
Do you have a speech impairment, a speech impediment? Do you have something that impacts on your voice, the way you speak? We shouldn't be making fun of you, Tom, because that sounds insensitive. But we're being serious here. 133353, do you have a speech impairment or a speech impediment? Get on the phone. Save space.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Industrial disease, dire straits. G'day. The number one development show here on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
That's right, Tom. Number one development show. Always learning. And, you know, sometimes you have what I would call a programming error. And we are going to change tack tonight with our questioning. I mean, by all means, the questions continue.
Oh, yeah.
But sure. I've decided to change tack right now. And... I want to go with a Monday Stalwart. It's a fun game. It involves one of the greatest country singer-songwriters that America has ever produced, Tom. Her name is Shania Twain.
Impress Shania Twain.
You need to get on the emails and just make sure that that opener gets fixed.
We could improve that. But the whole idea is that Shania Twain, she's hard to impress.
Oh.
You know, Tom, if you said to her, hey, Shania, I got 100 likes on my photo of me and my boyfriend over the weekend.
Mm.
Do you want to see if she'd be impressed by that? Ask her. Be a man. Say the words. The pathetic words.
I'll say the pathetic words. Shania, are you impressed by Ollie's Instagram photos?
That don't impress me much.
You dog.
Yeah, well, we had John call in last week. He had this to say.
So last year in tennis, I did not win a set in singles.
Yeah.
Turned that around this year in six matches. I've only lost a grand total of 16 games.
Wow.
All right, well, that's it. I'm impressed.
How did you improve so much?
Got a coach, a lot of practice, the usual sort of stuff. But
I'm impressed, but let's see if Shania Twain is impressed.
That don't impress me much.
John. Sorry, mate.
So that was John.
That's how it works.
133353. If you reckon you can impress Shania Twain with a story or a skill, then give us a call and run it past Shania. She's hard.
It jackpots, Tom. It just keeps jackpotting.
What does?
It. The idea of winning, of impressing Shania, jackpots.
Yeah.
Every Monday. So get involved. 133353. Can you impress Shania? It could be a recent achievement like John or... I mean, impersonations have been popular. Skills, talents, etc.
Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie. Triple M. We have questions. Heart-shaped box, Nirvana. Hope you're having a fun Monday night. We have questions. Tom and Ollie's our name here on Triple M. And very soon, I want to ask if a particular type of transportation method is actually used by adults.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Tom, let's play Can You Impress Shania Twain?
Impress Shania Twain.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I mean, what a tune for starters. But Shania...
I just want to play the opener again because I just feel like I...
Impress Shania Twain.
It just falls flat just each time.
It really is like that 8-bit... What was that, like phone ringtone?
I like the bed. I like this piece of music that goes underneath.
It sounds like it's two notes.
No, it's good. I really like
it. The song's better than... Anyway, I love Shania Twain, but what I don't like about her is that she's so goddamn hard to impress.
Yeah, she's hard.
She really is.
If you reckon you've got a skill or even an impressive story from the weekend, 133353, try and impress her.
This will be the third time we've done it.
Yeah, she's in here now. Actually, Shania, I just wanted to run past you. We've got a private gig with Snow Patrol happening where people can head to triplem.com.au and register their details and they could actually come along to Snow Patrol. What do you think, Shania?
She's not in here, mate. Don't pretend she's in here.
Where is she?
I don't know. She's not in here.
Oh, she's like...
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a bit.
She's like Jesus.
It's a bit.
It's a bit? This whole thing's a bit? Shania, are you impressed by that?
That don't impress me much.
Jackpots.
She's like Jesus.
Yeah, she's everywhere. She's omnipresent. Now, Morgan, you are attempting to impress Shania Twain.
I am, yeah.
You are? All right. Well, what's impressive about you?
My friend's birthday is coming up, so I taught myself to knit her a blanket by YouTube videos. So I would like to impress Shania Twain, sorry, with knitting her maybe a leopard print design one for her.
Oh, my God. I would be delighted by that.
That is lovely. That's the most effort that's been shown. Well, I mean, you're saying you would do it. You haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
No, I would definitely like to attempt it for her.
Is blankie. Leopard print hard to knit?
I have no idea. I would have to consult YouTube again.
Let's wait upon Shania's verdict.
While we wait, I just saw that the next contestant on Ninja Warrior, his name is Jack Gooch.
Oh. It's immature.
Is it?
That don't impress me much.
No, but that was about your comment.
Oh, okay.
I don't think... Sorry, Morgan. Short interlude. Is Shania impressed?
She's not impressed by Jack Gooch, but no, he's on Ninja Warrior.
Disgraceful.
But is she impressed by leopard print knitting?
That don't impress me much.
Morgan, that was lovely to offer that, and I really am surprised that she wasn't impressed.
She's a hard woman to impress.
She is. She's right. Lovely, though.
Can you knit us something, Morgan?
That'd be nice.
I could try, yeah.
I would like a...
Like a beanie.
Tom, can you make a little blanket for Tom? He's not a big guy, so, I mean, half a metre by half a metre would probably cover him. Oh.
Sure, I've done scarves before, too.
Okay.
You've done what?
Scarves.
Scarves.
Yeah, I'll have a scarf.
Tom will have a scarf. He's a bit of a punce.
Oh. That don't impress me much. My throaty laugh didn't impress her. 133353. If you want to try and impress Shania Twain, now's the time to do it. I also thought of a new game. It's called Shania Train with Shania Train. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. In between days, the cure. Happy Monday. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do. I want to ask a question about adult transportation that I'm unsure about. I want to get involved in it. I want to muck in, but I'll need your help. That's coming up very soon. And, of course, in Naughty After Nine, I want to know what you've done to hide a fluff.
Yeah. Tom, before we get there, it's a Monday, and one thing we've forgotten to do, we have done Impression I Twain. What a success. But also, a new stalwart is this one.
Yeah.
It's not written up on the board. I hope I get it right. Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptical music challenge.
Clicked it. I clicked it.
Far out, Tom. I did. That's what I said. Now, how it works is I give a cryptical musical challenge or a clue, like in a crossword, a cryptic crossword.
I hate cryptic
and
crosswords.
The clue I give contains two bands that we play in Triple M.
Yep.
It's a bit of a long form game here. You don't call up. You actually message us on Facebook. Tom and Ollie.
Just like John's done, who said, someone should tell Kings of Leon if the sex is on fire, they probably should see a doctor.
Bit of a gag there from John.
Great, John.
Bit of OG content from John. Original content from John.
Good on you, John.
It's almost like he's trying to get involved with this one, Tom. But here's my clue.
Tick that one off as completed.
That's done.
In our inbox.
Here's my clue for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptical music challenge. Excellent vegetables for the babies. Two bands are in there that we play. Excellent vegetables for the babies. And you can get in touch on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. It's a hard one.
It's country twang.
Get involved, Tom and Ollie on Facebook. And I'll say it again one more time.
Yeah.
Excellent vegetables for the babies. Two bands in there. Can you figure it out?
No.
It's Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Tom will take a while.
Excellent.
In the meantime,
excellent
Tom.
Vegetables.
Excellent vegetables for the babies. In the meantime, Tom.
Yeah, up next, this transportation thing I've been talking about. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Is it Goo Goo Dolls?
Tom is struggling with, and so is everyone. I've given a hard Ollie's cryptic music challenge here. It is carefully worded. It's a cryptic clue, like in a crossword, and it contains two bands that we play. Here's the clue again. Excellent vegetables for the babies.
Now, and for the babies, I think it's Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls, because babies say Goo Goo or Gaga.
And excellent vegetables, I'm thinking something like Great Carrots.
I don't know a band that we play called Great Carrots. And no, Tom, it's not...
Awesome Potato.
It's not Goo Goo Dolls.
The Wiggles?
No.
Babies Wiggle?
Excellent vegetables for the babies. Now, I've been a bit sneaky with the first one, but I will say focus on the vegetables first rather than excellent. Okay. But for the babies...
Tomato.
Shane on Facebook has messaged in. He's not sure if he caught it properly, but he does have a guess, and he's got the first one correct.
Oh, good answer.
Excellent vegetables, but he hasn't worked out what for the babies means.
Barbie
girl. No, it's not corn.
Barbie girl.
Anyway, keep your messages coming in on Facebook. Tom and Ollie, in the meantime, once again...
No. Here's what I wanted you to do. Give us a call now on 133353. If you scooter, do you scooter? Like, do you have a scooter?
Do you scoot?
Do you scoot? 133353.
Surely adults don't scoot.
Well, give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Toto. Hold the line. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do. Naughty After Nine, not far away. What have you done to hide the fluff?
Now, Tom, you've asked people to hold the line, if you will, if you scooter, if you're a scooterer.
Yeah.
If you get around on a scooter, and why do you ask this?
Well, I saw a dude doing it the other day. Have you seen adults on scooters? It's a strange thing.
It's a rare sighting, an adult scootering, isn't it? It's very rare, but and it is a shock as well, because I saw a guy with not like one of those cool Razor metal ones.
Nah.
I've seen a guy with more big wheels.
Heavy-duty,
almost like a BMX-style scooter. And it's a funny look, but I get that it's you know, efficient.
Well, apparently, you know Instagram, that photo sharing website.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, totally. Apparently, there's a new, trend, and that's that electric scooters are now being, popped up on Instagram all the time.
Mate.
This is, a new trend.
You know, you've lost me with your Instagram and your trends and your scootery do's. I mean, you're talking another language here. What is this?
Mate.
Where do you find such hypocritic
from Refinery 29.
What?
Refinery 29.
Oh, okay. What's that?
I don't know. It's a website. It's talking about the fact that the headline is, Ollie, how scooters became a go-to Instagram prop and the next transportation revolution. Look, I've scanned the article.
I highly doubt that they're taking off because I haven't seen many recently.
Well, they're taking off in the US.
In the US?
Yeah, which means that they're probably going to come here. Venice Beach is where you'll see them the most.
Venice Beach, baby.
Venice Beach. In Miami, bro.
Is that
for all those
GD?
LMFAO lovers out there? Yeah. Am I right? Redfoo in the big afro.
Is Venice Beach full like GTA? I think of GTA.
Yeah, GTA Vice City. You know,
Vice City, is that in Venice Beach?
Well, that's what it's based off.
We're going to Venice Beach, baby. Shirts off. We're going to the beach. No shoes, no shirts, and I still get service.
What? Oh, we are really showing our age.
Okay, back to on-brand music, by the way.
Yeah.
No one's caught up for Do Your Scooter, so I'll take that as a loss. No one's scootering.
But Ollie, they're saying that they're shot, the heaps of influencers are using them on Instagram. Yeah,
nah, let me get back on track, Tom, and remind everyone that no one has answered my cryptic challenge.
Yeah, are we literally throwing out scooters now? 133353.
Oh, if someone calls up about scooters, then, you know, good on you. We'll throw you a bone, have a chat. But no, the question here, the clue I've given you.
Oh, not the crazy, carefully worded cryptical musical challenge.
That's it. Excellent vegetables for the babies. Getting a few
screaming jets.
Screaming jets. What's that answering?
It just sounds like it should be right.
Shane said the cranberries.
The cranberries.
It's not the cranberries. Excellent vegetables doesn't refer to the cranberries. It's close though.
Fruit though, isn't it?
Sanchez did get the first.
The prunes.
One. There's no band called the prunes. No one yet to get that second one and therefore get the whole clue.
Tasty celery.
I love their music.
Yeah. Their great song, Crispy Crispy Crunchy Crunch, made it to the top of the charts in the Ukraine.
in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We are getting some calls now, but
let's just go to Powderfinger.
Oh, come off it. By the way, don't call in for the quiz. Message Facebook. Yeah. Tom and Ollie.
Yeah, that's where
call for if you ride a scooter.
Yeah, exactly. 133353. It's that simple. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions.
It's Powderfinger on my mind. Hey, it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Having a crack at Monday night. Hope you are too. Welcome back.
And
we're back.
Ollie's crazy carefully worded cryptic music challenge is on the cards because it's really causing a headache, Tom. For you particularly. I can see when your head hurts.
Now, I was thinking, the clue is excellent vegetables for the babies.
Excellent vegetables for the babies. There are two Triple M bands in that clue. Now, getting a few correct answers on Facebook, and I'll just give a shout out to the guys.
If it was a TV show, it could be MASH.
Why? See, Tom, with
the whole clue could be MASH because it's excellent vegetables for the babies. Yeah. They eat mashed potatoes. Yep. So it'd be MASH.
Tom, here's the thing with a cryptic clue is that when you get it right, you will know it's right because it fits perfectly, okay?
Exactly. Like excellent vegetables is bloody beetroots.
You said bloody beetroots. It doesn't quite apply, but I will say congrats to Samantha, Brad, El Stavrino, Shane. They all got the first part right.
Did they?
I think Dave is on the same line. Evening, Dave.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
How are you finding the cryptic challenge?
I think I've nailed it.
Okay, hit us.
So I'm going with Smashing Pumpkins and Pacifier.
Smashing Pumpkins. We'll break it in half. Smashing Pumpkins for excellent vegetables. Now, Tom, do you see how that works? Do you see how Smashing Pumpkins...
Yeah, is excellent vegetables?
Yeah.
I can see that it's vegetables.
Smashing. That is smashing.
Oh, that's great.
See, that's clever clues.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, because if I said broken vegetables or, like, destroying vegetables, too obvious, isn't it, Dave?
Too easy. Yeah. Too easy. Yeah.
So, Dave, your second part was what?
Pacifier.
Pacifier for the babies. It's not a bad guess. Wrong.
Is it right yet?
It's wrong. It's not that. So I have said this is an online game. Go to Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look, Dave was persistent. He kept calling.
Thanks, Dave. You like the cryptical musical challenge, though?
Mate, love it. And also, I think adults on scooters are idiots.
Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Heard it here first. Yeah. And that's closed that right off that topic, I think, Tom, which is nice. We can say goodbye to that.
At least got one call. We can tick it off the list.
Well, you called for the challenge, though.
You know, when we don't, you know, when we have a good idea or one that's not too good, actually, and we say, oh, we've done that. Yeah, we got a call for it. It's like that.
We haven't done it, but we'll just say we've done it because it sounds better. Now, Adam, one more guesser here. Evening.
How you going?
The cryptical music challenge. The clue was, of course, excellent vegetables for the babies. We've already heard that Smashing Pumpkins is correct. Was that your answer?
Yeah, I got that straight up, but I had a little bit of trouble with the second one. I was just thinking about it,
yep.
And I reckon I got it.
Okay, the babies, what do you think it is?
She had.
What?
Huh?
She had.
She had.
She had babies.
She had. Is that a band? She had. Yeah, of course. That's a great guess, but it's not right.
Oh.
No, unfortunately, keep them coming in on Facebook. Tom and Ollie is the best place to go for that.
Nice.
Give us a like.
You've just shown what this is.
Oh, Lachlan on Facebook has said pumpkin is a fruit. Is that even true?
No, it's
not.
Who cares? It's like saying tomatoes are fruit.
Lachlan,
whatever.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up, Lachlan.
You're with Tom and Ollie.
Get down.
On Triple M. Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, baby, for your Monday night, the boss. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. I have a question now, Ollie.
Well, I just want to say, Tom,
and I'm afraid that I could be turning into my parents.
Okay.
But of course, moments away is the answer to Ollie's crazy musical cryptic challenge.
People are hanging on the edge of their seats to know what that last band is. Excellent vegetables for the babies. Smashing Pumpkins is one half. What is that? What is the babies referred to?
Mm.
Very soon.
I'm afraid that I'm turning into my mother. Now, the love that's blossoming between me and my boyfriend, Seth. Oh, God, it's great. You know, we went away for the weekend, just me and him. Yeah. It was just like, how can this love get stronger, you know?
Oh, God.
The bond between us just grows and grows.
Yeah, look, Tom, you know, the truth is there's nothing more beautiful and sickening than new love.
Thank you. I think. So me and Seth, right? We've got this crazy relationship where I tell him what to do.
You're a dumb sub.
This is This is where things get annoying for me. I find myself telling Seth
what to do. And I see that and I go, okay, you need to stop that. And that's a trait of my mum. My mum's very picky. You know, we lived in a horrible, very clean household.
Horrible, yeah.
You know, she micromanaged us. She said how she told us how to wash the dishes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to say Nazi, but like full on.
Nobody would ever say that.
No, no one has said that.
No, exactly.
We're not saying that. But she was. If there was a similar scale for cleanliness and for focus,
I wouldn't be saying it at all. But okay. She was very strict and controlling in the environment that I had.
Domineering.
Sure. Now, when I ask Seth to cook bacon on Saturday morning, we love our bacon and avocado. It's a thing that we do. A
couple of piggies.
Yeah, well, we are thirsty piggies for our bacon and avocado. He did start with the pan too high.
Oh. You are disgusting.
So I went over and I'm like, what are you doing? The pan's too hot. Turn the pan off.
Oh.
And then I had to go, I'm sorry.
Is he a child? How old is he?
He's 27.
He's as old as you. Same age.
He's 1 year younger, but he's the same age. So
you're 27?
Yeah. He was born in 91. I was born in 90, but we're both 27. You know?
You're helicopter parenting your boyfriend.
And this is what I'm afraid of.
If you're going to be like your parents, at least be like your cool dad, Tidal Wave Ted, who is apparently a great surfer.
He is a great surfer.
Don't be like your mum. No, but no man, wants to grow up and be their mum.
Well, this is what I keep saying to him. I keep saying,
are you a man?
I am a man. I keep saying, I'm sorry. I'm being like my mother. I'm backing away. But all I'm saying is the pan's definitely too hot for the bacon.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.